We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 38th chapter. And Hashem has turned to Iyov. And Hashem says, you keep questioning me. Well, let me ask you a few questions. What do you understand about how this planet is run? What do you understand about the world? And Hashem had thrown a bunch of questions at Iyov. And Hashem is continuing in Pasuk Yud Bet. Hamiyamecha tzivita bohoker. Did you ever command the sun to start rising in the morning? Were you ever the one who told it to go?
I don't understand. What does that have to do with Eov's suffering?
Were you here with in the previous learnings?
Yes.
Okay. So, in a nutshell, the claim Hashem is making is, you don't understand anything about the world. So why do you think you understand enough to tell me that if I'm really running the show, if I really know what's going on, then I should do things differently? But you don't understand anything about anything I do in this world. You don't understand the most basic things in nature. You don't understand. It's true you don't understand. But why do you think in the area of justice in this world, you do understand? And there you have a right to start saying, God obviously is not running the world. God obviously is not looking at what I'm doing. Because if God were looking, then God would do things differently. Wait, do you understand anything else I do in the world? So you have questions.
It's a personal question. And God is answering in the general. In the
way, right.
Like the sun and the... We're from the world, and Eov is probably wondering, okay, what does that do with me, you know?
No, that's what I'm saying. That Hashem is saying, why do you think you have a right to declare about how I run the world? You have a right to say, God is obviously not watching over what's going on here. He left things to the forces of nature. Doesn't matter if you lead a righteous life or an unrighteous life. You're going to suffer or have it good, irrespective of what kind of life you lead. You think you understand how I run the world. Well, then tell me, how do I run anything else in the world? You don't know anything. Why do you think you know my justice? You don't know. You don't understand. It's true. But you also don't understand anything else. Before you start asking me questions, let me ask you questions. We haven't finished hearing God's speech. But God is firstly questioning Eov. You're asking me about my system. So I'll ask you about my system. Tell me, what do you understand about this world that you think you have to understand the justice of how you're suffering? Hamiyamecha tzivita bokel. You know, the sun doesn't seem to take a break. And how come the sun doesn't need a break? Are you the one that keeps telling the sun to rise every morning? If it were up to the sun, then the sun takes its break. Everything needs a break. The sun keeps rising. Are you the one that keeps telling it to rise every morning? Yidata shachal mikomo. Did you tell the sun where its place is? I keep telling the sun, you got to be here, you got to be there. Do you do that? Lechoz bechanfot haaretz. Vinaru reshaim mimena. Hashem says, I commanded the edges of earth, so to speak, to shake out the wicked, and the tzaddik remains. You didn't do that. I did that. Hashem is referring to the period of the Mabul, when Hashem removed everything and only left Noach. And Hashem is telling Eov, you claim I don't watch what's going on? Well, you know there was a Mabul. So did you ever shake out all of earth and just leave one tzaddik around with his family? I did. Lechoz bechanfot haaretz, to grab the edges of earth, ve'inaru reshaim mimena, and shake out the wicked, leaving only the righteous. Did you ever do that? Titapech kechomer chotam. And from all of this, I want you to understand that although when a person passes away, his chotam, his seal, the seal on a person is his face. It's like the seal. This is who he is. And although titapech, it gets it turns over kichomel, like tar, like pitch. When a person dies, they eat yatzevu. Kimo levush. And then it becomes like a garment that a person folds over, and then he could wear it, and then he could fold it like it's new. And the same thing a human being seems to be when he passes away. Everything passes, right? He loses his face. It's as though he's back to square one. There's, Eov said there is no future. That's part of the claim against Eov. Why do you assume that the whole system focuses on this world? Maybe there's more to the system than what you see. Maybe there is a world to come. Maybe there's more to God's system. But Eov said, no, it's all over when a person dies. So that all stems from Eov's understanding that everything is run by nature. And according to nature, a person dies and everything is over. So Hashem says, it's true. Titapech kechomer chotam. When a person dies, then I let his seal, his face, be turned over like tar, like pitch. It all wears down. And then it becomes like a garment that's refolded, that it's as though it was never worn before. And Hashem says, I watch over the world, as I gave you an example of Noah. And if I'm watching over the world, so you don't understand what happens when the body decomposes and how it could come back to life, how there could be Tchias HaMesim. But that's exactly the point. You don't understand. If I gave you an example of how I'm watching over the world, I'm connected to the world, so then I can also bring the body back after I've made it that way. And then he says, if I'm bringing everyone back and there's more to the world than meets the eye, so then even though the wicked seem to succeed more than the righteous in this world, but they don't have control over what's in the world to come. And then the wicked will not have the light of success when that time comes. And the upheld hand, that success of the wicked will be broken. So Hashem saying, you're asking me, where's the just reward for what I've done? Where's the justice that the wicked seem to be so successful? It ain't over yet. Yes, you have one limited picture of what's going on here, but that's a very limited scope. Let's say, for example, that a person's life were 2 million years. Let's think for a minute. And of that life, he had to spend 70 years on planet Earth, where there can be situations where the wicked are running the show. 70 years out of 2 million, you understand, that's not even 1%. That's not even 0.5%. That's not even 0.01%. 70 out of 1 million. So it's like a drop in the bucket. And then you look at the whole picture and you say, wait a second, and those 70 years, what opportunities are afforded him? And why? We still don't understand completely why it has to be that way. But when you question Hashem and you say, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't work. Right, you don't understand how it works. It's just part of the game. You're in, you know, in video games, you have scene one or board one. What's it called? Stage one. You're in stage one of a million stages. Fine, you're in stage one. In your stage, you judge the whole game based on stage one. It's like you walk in the middle of a haircut and you start asking the barber, well, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? That's pretty funny. Okay, you don't understand. You'll see the full picture. You'll understand. So Hashem turns to Eov and says, you don't understand. So if you don't understand, you shouldn't have asked. And now you want to understand, so I'll share with you a little bit of the understanding. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time. He's addressing the